This is Average Joe Finance's podcast, episode 53. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button and click subscribe. For those of you listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that is and leave us a rating if you can. The more likes, ratings, and subscriptions that we get, the more we can spread the message and grow our community. So we also have a free Facebook group. It's called the Average Joe Finances Network. Check us out, join the group, join the community, ask questions, and become a part of the team. All of our other social media accounts are listed in our flow page, and we have them in the video or podcast description below.
If I had not had the right mindset when I was going through those traumatic situations, and, you know, certainly not stopped the same day where, you know, hey, I'm going to make it through. I mean, it's a process, but those were the things that made me really push into being a mindset and life coach because I wanted to impact people on another level. So I leave the financial piece to you all, to you experts, and I try to help the folks before they get to you.
Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt? Invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? So today, my guest is Karina Calhoun, and she's a North Carolina native currently doing life with her best friend and husband in Richmond, Virginia for the last 10 years. Karina is a certified mindset and life coach with a servant's heart. She guides women and entrepreneurs through leveling up in their businesses by unveiling their authentic selves, discovering their purpose, increasing their self-confidence, and destroying self-defeating obstacles. This in turn helps women to not only reach, but crush their goals and pull their vision towards them in a massive way. Today, Karina offers a range of programs and services from individual and group coaching to webinars, summits, and as an international podcast host, you'll often find Karina linking arms and strategizing with women entrepreneurs around the world while empowering them to go be great. So Karina, absolutely excited to have this conversation with you today. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Mike, so much for having me. I am absolutely excited to be on here with you today.
Fantastic. So, hey, I want to start this off the same way I like to start all of my interviews off. You know, I gave a small background on you, but if you could elaborate a little more into that, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and share your story? How did this all start for you?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. My story is a little peculiar. It's a little peculiar. I have had 22 years experience in the mortgage industry. And I started out back in the late 90s as a clerk, data entry, just doing some data entry things and began to move my way into various roles. And I like to tell people that I've had almost any role you can think of in the mortgage industry. I've had almost all of them. And so I was an underwriter for several years, many years, and enjoyed that. And then, of course, the economic downturn happened in 2008. We went to work one day and the company said, hey, you know, we're shutting down today. And oh, by the way, you may not get your last paycheck for the last 2 weeks. So when that happened, I lost everything. I lost everything, Mike. I lost my house. I lost my car. I lost everything, literally, and went through that for about a year and a half, 2 years. And eventually, you know, during that time, I was so disgruntled with the mortgage industry. I said, I don't want to get back into it anymore. But I ended up going back into it and working my way again through the process and through the different positions in the mortgage industry, and became my last role in 2019 in the mortgage industry was that of an assistant vice president over four departments. And I absolutely loved it. Went to work. My husband and I had just purchased our second home. We had already put our condo on the market for renters. We had renters come in and they had already moved in. We purchased our second home. And less than a month later, the company said, "Hey, we're shutting down." So I said, you know, listen, I can't. Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And I couldn't, you know, I had already started though at that point, honestly, Mike, I had already started a business. I wanted to be a financial coach. So I spent thousands of dollars with one of the top quote unquote financial gurus, coaches in the United States. And I became a certified financial coach. And I absolutely loved it because I had all of this experience, but I was not fulfilled. I did not have fun actually doing it. I didn't wake up in the morning, like, you know, hitting the ground running, ready to go. I just did not like it. And so I ended up becoming a mindset and life coach, which is really and truly my purpose. So that's, in a nutshell, that's my background.
Wow. What a background. What a way to start this show off. That's amazing. So I know you saw me, I'm sitting here jotting down notes, but you know, with the first real estate market crash, you know, back in 08, 09, you wind up losing everything.
Yes.
You get back into that same job field later on, just for it to happen again.
Yeah.
2018, you know, like 10 years later. Oh my
yep.
God. But you know, thankfully you'd already started your own business. So
right.
That's great. So you were able to, you know, it's probably a little bit easier to bounce back this time than it was, mm-hmm. you know, 10, 11 years ago. But wow, I got to say that is pretty amazing. So with that being said, I guess the next question I have to ask you is, I guess for you personally, since you've been through so much of this, I guess, financial turmoil, with what happened in your career field, what are you currently doing right now in your journey to or in financial freedom? Like, what are you doing to, I guess, really make this business go for you?
Well, you know, one thing I will say, Mike, is even though I have this business and the name of it is Warcry Consulting Solutions, it's a movement for me. You know, I want clients. It's not a hobby by no stretch of the imagination. I want clients. I want to help support my family. But it's a movement for me. I want to be able to impact the world, not just, you know, my little neck of the woods here in Richmond, Virginia, but I want to impact women all over the world. There's these reports that have been coming out over the last several years that women are starting businesses at high rates of speed. And so I want to be able to help women make the true impact that they want to have. And so that is what I'm doing right now to really secure my husband and I, to secure our financial freedom, to be able to have this business and grow it the way we want to grow it. In addition to that, you know, like I said, we have various properties. We actually just purchased some additional property not too long ago, earlier this year during a pandemic. So, you know, things are doable right now. It's doable if we really focus.
Right. And, you know, I think that ties into what you do in your current business as a mindset coach, right? Because it was that shift in mindset that you had that got you to this point to be able to make these decisions and have the courage to step forward and move on that, right? Because it's not, you know, somebody that's comfortable and they feel safe in their current job, they're not really thinking about what it's going to look like if they were to lose that job or anything like that. I know. For me, myself personally, being in the military, like, I'm not too worried about what's going to happen if I lose my job. I mean, the only way I'm going to lose my job is if I got myself into some serious trouble, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm at a point where I'm close to retirement. But, you know, for a lot of folks in jobs that are not so secure, you know, like for a perfect example, what happened with you, you know, working as a mortgage, were you a loan officer then? No, you said you were like vice president, right?
Last company, I was an assistant vice president. I was overseeing four departments and to work one day and it shut down.
Yeah. Overseeing four departments and you were that high up in the food chain and you were still able to get cut, you know,
yep.
And you probably thought you were pretty safe. So
the entire company shut down. And that's the thing. In both situations, the entire company just deflated. They were gone. So, you know, and you're right, Mike, the whole thing of, of having this comfort level in corporate America. And I'm not against corporate America, but because I've experienced this twice, you know, the first time I experienced in 08, I was at that time married to someone else and we were separated. So that compounded that issue for my life, you know, and this time it was, you know, like I said, we had just purchased another home less than a month, you know, before. So there are significant instances that, listen, you know, I have to be able to set some parameters for myself and get out of that comfort zone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. This is quite an amazing story. You're a perfect example of, you know, the message that I'm trying to get out to my audience right here is, you know, to have that financial backup, right? You can't just live life without, you know, having some type of backup because you never know what's going to happen the very next day.
Exactly.
So for you now, you started off as a financial coach, and then you shifted over as a mindset coach. How long have you been doing this? When did that shift happen?
So I shifted to a mindset and life coach in 2020, but I've been doing this off the record, I would say, off the record since about 2009, because I've been doing outreach with women and young girls and things of that nature. So I've been doing this, and it never dawned on me, you know, that this is actually what you're supposed to be doing. I wanted to follow what I wanted to follow.
Right on. Okay. So, this is something I definitely want to ask you, especially with, you know, from going from a financial coach to now as a mindset coach, what do you enjoy about being a mindset coach? Well, like what gives you the most, I guess, gratification in this particular field?
The thing that I enjoy the most, and I'm like smiling and happy thinking about it, is the fact that people actually find out where they belong and how they belong, and they go for it. They are no longer chained by thoughts and perceived thoughts and patterns and behaviors. And that is so amazing for me to see. It's almost like a rebirth. And I love to see that because, Mike, when we are in our rightful place, we are providing for other people that we never even considered. But when we're out here just kind of doing things, you know, if we're in a comfort zone, we're not really serving. We're all here to serve. And so when I see people flourish like that, I know that they're going to go into some type of service. It does, even if you're a products-based, you know, company, you're still serving. So that's what I love to see. That's what gets me.
No, I really like that, Karina. You know, so again, like I said, I take notes here. And one of the things I just wrote down that you said that I really liked is how you help people find where they belong and how they belong. And that's really good. It reminds me of another podcast that I listened to, you know, that they say like the two best days of your life are the day that you're born and the day that you figure out why. And that kind of brings me back to that. And like, and you perfectly said it. You said it's almost like a rebirth, right? Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Okay, Karina. So with all this, right, it goes into, you know, how does somebody define themselves? And, or, you know, I guess the right question would be is how do you define your purpose or how do you define purpose?
So, you know, I want to make a differentiation here, Mike. And, you know, this, it seems kind of heavy, but I want to just kind of go with me. There's this concept out here where people say, you know, I want to live my passion. I want to follow my passion, but I want to submit this. Passion, when you look up the definition of passion, actually means to suffer. So when you think about it, I was in corporate America in the mortgage business for 22 years. And when I exited that arena, I went into financial coaching. I was suffering because that was my passion. But when you look at the definition of purpose, purpose is to hit a mark. It's to aim and hit a mark. So I ask you then, do you want to be in your passion or do you want to be in your purpose? There's a huge difference. Right. And so what I like to, you know, really point out to people is let's look at what your purpose is. What is it that you were designed to do? We're going to look at some of your passions. That's that's included in that. So I'm not negating the passion piece, but it's a part of purpose and not instead of purpose.
Right. So the two have to be cohesive. They have to work together. You can't just be passionate about something without having a purpose. Right?
Exactly.
That kind of that's the direction you're heading with this, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. No, I like that. And wow, you know, when you think about it, yeah, passion is to, you know, to suffer. And when you think about it, it's, you know, when you are passionate about something and you pour everything into it, you know, a lot of times you're really taking a lot from yourself. So, you know, when you look at it that way, yes, you know, you can definitely suffer. So,
yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, okay. Well, with that being said, how do you show up, I guess, how do you show up as your best self? You know, so especially with you talking about this from a coaching perspective and you're working with somebody, you know, how do you do that?
Let's take a brief moment to hear from our show sponsors.
What's going on, everybody? So today I want to talk to you about the podcast editing service that we use for the Average Joe Finances podcast. That is editpods.com. And what I really like about them is it's a subscription-based service, so the prices are fantastic. And not only do they do the podcast episodes for us, but they also make us videos, audiograms, social media caption videos. They do our show notes, thumbnails. It's just fantastic products. Go check them out at editpods.com.
What's going on, everybody? So today I want to talk to you about Wealth Tender. If you are a finance content creator, whether that's a blog, a podcast, you're a financial advisor or a financial coach, I highly recommend you check out Wealth Tender. Wealth Tender is building a database of all the top finance blogs, podcasts, and the financial advisors and financial coaches that they have on there are vetted and top-notch. So we actually had the pleasure of hosting Brian Thorpe, the CEO and founder of Wealth Tender, on Average Joe Finance's podcast episode 25. Go check out that episode, listen to his story, and listen to him talk about the database that he's building. It's really phenomenal stuff. So if you're interested in checking out the directory, or if you're a finance content creator and you're interested in joining up with the directory, go to the link below in the show notes or check out www.averagejoefinances.com/wealthtender.
Let's get back to today's episode.
You're listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Whether it's single or multifamily real estate, the stock market, or side hustles, we discuss it all. Strap in and enjoy the ride.
So this is one of the things I get into trouble about because I can be a little controversial. I don't believe we should be showing up as our best self. And the reason why I say that is if you're showing up as your best self, or let's say, as a lot of people say, the best version of yourself. Well, you think about it, you go into your closet, you pull out your shirt, you put your shirt on, you put your clothes on, and you're ready to go. And you're showing up as the best version of yourself. What if, because it's a version, what if that version expired the day before? So I like to help people understand that instead of showing up as your best self or the best version of yourself, let's peel back the layers and find your authentic self. That way, and I know that authenticity is a buzzword right now, but this is something that I've been teaching for a very long time. Your authentic self is you without all of the external influences of family, friends, school, church, community, you know, jobs, all of that. But it's really who you are, who you were designed to be, everything about you that's pure and uncontaminated. And so I like to tell people, instead of showing up as the best version of yourself, begin to peel back those layers and find out who you are authentically. And so when you do that, Mike, you show up as your authentic self. Okay. You don't have to worry about, well, do I pick this version today or do I pick another version? But you are literally every day, all day, your authentic self. But then when you marry that with your purpose, you know your purpose, not your passion, but your purpose. And this is what I like to call my secret to life. You've got your authentic self, you've got your purpose, and then you're able to literally crush your goals unhindered. And that's why I say crush your goals, because you're not wasting time trying to figure out the best version and trying to figure out your passion. You are literally living your life the way you're supposed to be living it, the way you have been designed to live it.
Wow. I absolutely love that. One of the things I was sitting here writing down, and I'm going to get some great notes from this conversation today. This is fantastic. But okay, so you know, instead of being showing up as your best self, show up as your authentic self, like who you are, not try to be what you think society wants you to be or who you think you have to be to make the right impression that day or to whoever. Because the only person you need to impress is yourself or your significant other.
Exactly.
But who cares what anybody else thinks, right?
Exactly.
As long as you're being, you know, authentically yourself, like you said, I really liked it. And another key word that I wrote down here too is, you know, being uncontaminated. You are authentic. There's nothing else. There's no outside influence. It's not, you know, you trying to pretend to be this other version, like you were saying, of yourself. You're truly authentic. There's nothing there pushing you away. And then you, like you said, marry that up to your purpose. Wow. I really like that.
Yes. And it takes you in a different direction and it allows you to really, like I said, crush the goals that you have before you. And you're able to do a lot more. That's when you find people who are satisfied with life because they are impacting the way they're supposed to be, the way they should, the way they were designed to be.
And I think, you know, this also goes back to something you said earlier about serving people and serving others. And, you know, this really makes me feel better about like what I'm trying to do with what my mission is here with Average Joe Finances, you know, being able to serve others and help them, you know, get to a better point. And it's funny that you say crush your goals because that's a saying I use a lot too. Like, you know, go out there and crush it. So what a fantastic mindset to have. So I really appreciate that, Karina. But now I need to know, what is it that inspires you? What's the thing that pushes Karina out there and crush her goals?
The possibility that someone else is watching, listening, or needs what I have. I refuse to leave this earth with so many gifts inside of me. And so I know that I have been destined, as is every other billions of people on this earth. I have been destined to impact. And so that keeps me going. Mike, you would be surprised to find out that I'm an extreme introvert.
That is pretty surprising.
Yeah.
But I feel like the way this conversation's going, you're very extroverted.
Not at all. I literally have to get my mind together before, and then afterwards I have to refuel. I'm an introvert, but I know my purpose. And so my purpose takes precedence over any personality type that I have.
Right on. So, well, thank you for preparing before we talked, because I would have had no idea that you were an introvert. So, that's awesome. So, okay. So speaking of inspiration then, what is the number one thing that inspired you to become a life coach?
Really, as I kept going through trying to be a financial coach, I was very good at it. I had, you know, I told you my story where I had lost everything, lost my home, first home I had ever purchased. I lost that, lost not one, but several vehicles to repossession. So I had extremely poor credit after that and worked my way through and built it and learned how to build credit on my own and began to purchase additional, like I said, properties and things of that nature and all of these great and amazing things. And so as I was going through this process, I said, I want to help other people do the same thing. But I kept running into roadblocks, which was the mindset. You have to have the right mindset. If I had not had the right mindset when I was going through those traumatic situations, and, you know, certainly not stopped the same day where, you know, hey, I'm going to make it through. I mean, it's a process, but those were the things that made me really push into being a mindset and life coach because I wanted to impact people on another level. So I leave the financial piece to you all, to you experts, and I try to help the folks before they get to you.
No, that's fantastic. I'm no expert. I just share what I'm doing with others, and I bring on experts onto my show to talk about the you know, how to do it. I am definitely no expert. But I bring on experts like you to talk about these things. And mindset is such a great topic to talk about. And it's been a while since I had a guest on to really like focus on talking about, you know, solely on mindset and mm-hmm. you know, how you have to change your mindset. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like one of the first things I tell folks, especially folks that I'm coaching, before you can figure out how you're going to budget, how you're going to, you know, set up a spending plan, you have to change what your thoughts on spending like are. Like you can't just decide one day that you're going to build a budget and this is going to be how it's going to be, because you won't succeed that way. You'll get, maybe you'll do good for 1 or 2 months. And then after that, the old habits will kick back in. You have to change the mindset. You have to really focus and make this your purpose, right?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Okay. So speaking of passion, okay. So I just mentioned purpose, but I want to talk a little bit about passion. So what are you most passionate or I guess excited about, both with your business and in life?
It sounds cheesy. It sounds very cheesy, Mike. But honestly, and I'll just keep saying it, serving other people, impacting people. I absolutely love it. But the key to it is, thank you. The key to it is serving and impacting where I belong. I tried to do it, like I said, in the financial coaching arena, and I became overwhelmed. I became frustrated. That just was not, even though I have the knowledge, you know, I have 22 years worth of knowledge of it, but that's not where I was supposed to be. So really serving where I'm supposed to be serving is truly what inspires me in life, in business. I want to serve. I literally just want to serve people every day.
Yeah, that's, you know, what a way to go about living life too. When you serve others, it serves you back. Mm-hmm. You get that back tenfold. You know, so actually I'm also, you know, besides being in the military on the side, I'm also a realtor associate. And the brokerage I'm with, like one of our sayings is, you know, live to serve, serve to live.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm getting into this business outside of, you know, when I retire from the military, is that I want to continue serving others. Mm-hmm. I want to continue giving, you know, my gifts and what I have to offer to other people to help them, you know, in their, you know, home buying decisions, mm-hmm. or investment decisions. If I can help you get to the right spot, then I feel like I've done what I was supposed to do. I've fulfilled my purpose, right?
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm enjoying this conversation so much, because, yeah, you know, hearing it from somebody, especially with the experiences that you've had and the 22 years of experience that you have, but being able to hear this is reassuring to me that I am pushing forward in the right direction, and that my mindset is in the right place. So
yes.
I'd hate to tell people that they need to work on their mindset if mine's all jacked up.
Right.
So this is fantastic. I'm really enjoying this, and I am getting like a whole bunch of notes. And you know what, something else that you said during that last question is, or your last answer to that question was, you know, something about serving and impacting where you belong. So mm-hmm. like you had said earlier, it's not just about, you know, your passion and purpose, but it's about where you know, finding out where you belong. That was part of the whole purpose, mm-hmm. right? To hit a mark, right?
Exactly.
And you're sitting here making that impact, and you're impacting other people's lives.
Yes.
Especially, you know, with what you're doing with helping other women. And I want to, mm-hmm. you know, I want to bring it back to that too, because, you know, you're very big on helping other women entrepreneurs go forward and crush their goals. So I want to make sure like my listeners understand that, like, hey, you know, especially for the women that are listening right now, if there's somebody that you need to talk to, you guys need to hit up Karina. So, get her on your team there, because she definitely has the right mindset. So speaking of, you know, the mindset and, you know, everything that you're doing, what would you say is your most driving motivation to keep doing this?
So I look at motivation is really internal. So when I think of motivation and inspiration typically is external. It can be people, it can be things, it can be trees outside. Motivation is internal, and that's that drive that I have to really connect and serve with people. My motivation is, I want to make sure, you know, and I said it before, I want to make sure when I leave here, I have left the true mark, that purpose that I was supposed to leave. I don't want to leave people suffering. You know, I want to leave people in an extremely better place than when I found them.
Right. Okay. I like that too. And I wrote this down too. Motivations, internal, inspirations, external. I never, ever thought of it that way. But now that I sit here and I'm reflecting on those words, you know, every time I think about when I'm motivated, it is, that's an internal drive.
Yes.
Get the thing done. And then when there's other things that push me there, I'm definitely inspired by them. So that makes so much sense. So much sense. So when somebody's motivated, they're really pushing from within. So that's, I guess that's, you know, kind of finding your inner fire. What it is, you know, for your passion and your purpose.
You got it, Mike. You got it. Yes.
I got it because I'm talking to somebody that's got it and is, like you said, serving and giving. So no, that's awesome. That's fantastic. So for you, I guess personally, you know, because you said you had mentioned something earlier about, you know, you want to make sure that when you leave this earth that you've impacted other people's lives, that you left something behind. So with that being said, you know, that's a legacy. So what would you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy, you know, a lot of people are building legacies however they so decide. And I'm not against any one way over another, but my specific legacy, I would like, because I have children, I would like for my legacy and even those people that are not directly related to me, but my legacy is that of knowledge, the wealth that's in knowledge. And so that's what I want to be able to leave. I want people to know that they have a purpose here. I want people to know that they are not, I am not someone, just because I've had a foreclosure does not mean that, you know, I'm a bad person. Just because I've had, you know, those vehicles repossessed does not mean I'm a bad person. That's not, I want people to understand. I want people to know that side of wealth. And so that is the legacy that I want to leave. I want to leave knowledge.
Yeah, you can't let something negative like that be, you know, or define you, right? And, you know, what actually, you know, what I see from your story, I don't see the foreclosure. I don't see the cars that were repossessed. I see how you bounced back from that and changed your mindset and continued to just move forward and crush your own goals. That's what I see. And that's what I'm getting out of this conversation. So that's really awesome. You have a really great story. You know, a lot of people get caught up in the, you know, hey, I had a foreclosure. I lost everything. Or I had to file for bankruptcy and I just lost everything. I'll never bounce back from this. Well, that's not true. You can bounce back from it. And you're living proof, right? And,
Absolutely. You know, and
I don't mean to sound cliche, but it's like, you know, what a lot of people say, well, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Well, that's the thing. If other people can do it, you can do it too. And it's about that mindset shift. Like we've been talking about this whole conversation. So
absolutely,
really love it. All right. So Karina, so what's next for you and your business and your brand? Like what are we doing moving forward here?
Mike, I want to have a movement. I want to have a movement of people shifting their mindset to I can and I will and I am. And I want people to really push that to every single person that they know, because I believe we can heal a lot of the things that's going on in the world if we change our mindsets. I believe in the United States specifically that small business owners are the backbone of the country. And if I am able to impact as many women as I can who are entrepreneurs to shift in a more positive way, in a more impactful way, in a more purposeful way, then we would be able to do so much here in the United States. And so I want to start a movement. Well, I'm not going to say I want to start. I have started a movement and I want to see it grow substantially.
Right. Fantastic. Yeah. I was going to say, you keep saying you want to start one. I was like, I'm pretty sure you already started one. This is, especially with the direction that you're going. I definitely see a very bright future for your business and brand for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. So do you have any last tips or tricks that you would recommend to our listeners for somebody, you know, I guess that's struggling to get themselves in that right mindset or struggling to find their purpose?
You know, the one thing that I like to really talk to people about in the initial piece is to really find out who they are, unveil their authentic selves, really take stock of the influences that they've had around them, and see what ideas and thoughts really don't serve them. Because, you know, truth be told, growing up, we've had thoughts and ideas that were initiated from someone else. But as we've become older, they really don't serve us anymore, but we still hold on to them. So I would say at this point, find out who you are authentically.
I think that's a great last tip for the show. That's fantastic. You have to find your authentic self before you can move forward in anything. And that's the start to changing your mindset for sure. So, okay.
Absolutely.
So Karina, so here's the most important question, right? Because I really feel like this was such an awesome conversation. I really feel like a lot of people are going to get so much out of this, but there might be some people out there that want to know more about you and they want to maybe be able to contact you and work with you, especially as a coach. So where can people find more information about you? Do you have a website you could share with us and maybe some social media?
Absolutely. I have a Linktree, which is Linktree, linktr.com/CoachKarina. And if you go to the Linktree, everything is there. A link to my website is there. A link to all of my social media platforms is there. And I also have, Mike, a couple of free workshops coming up here. I have them every month. And so those are on there to be able to register. So anything that you want to find out about me is actually on my Linktree.
All right. Fantastic. We'll make sure we have a copy of that Linktree in our show notes for everybody that if you didn't get a chance to type that out or write that down, you could just copy and paste it out of the show notes and go check it out. Go check out Karina's site or social media accounts and check out some of those free workshops, because from what I can see right here, just from this conversation, this could be the start for you changing your life. So,
yes, absolutely. Right.
Well, Karina, again, it was an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me. This has been a pleasure and an honor. And I just want to say to you, Mike, just really quickly, I truly appreciate the service that you have been doing for the last, I know you said you're about to retire from the Navy. So you've really been digging into your service. And so I want to applaud you for that and say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the service that you have done.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.
The Average Joe Finances Podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Do not use this for any real estate or investment making decision.